When they pressed her more, however, on how her health experience translated to increasing traffic and interest in the community arts center, things began to unravel. One of the directors pointed out that with lives on the line, people were more apt to invest in health care, whereas art was an entirely different matter. He reminded her of the center's slim operating budget.
"I didn't realize that,"
she said, and quietly berated herself for not digging out these details beforehand. When asked for some of her development ideas for the center, she said,
"Well, I'd really need to know more about your funding situation before I discuss that. I was hoping we could do that today."
Her comment was met with chilly silence, one that said, "Our purpose here today wasn't to spend our time educating you, rather to spend our time being enlightened by you." As she stumbled through the rest of the meeting, she looked out on a sea of glazed stares from those around the table, thinking,
"How could this cinch of an interview have sunk so low?"
To her credit, though, instead of skulking away and hiding under the covers for the next 2 days, she called back one woman on the interviewing committee whom she knew from a board they had once served on together. Admitting that she was not happy with the interview, Donna asked if she could come back and present a full-fledged development plan. The woman agreed, and Donna took advantage of her second chance by not only developing a bang-up development proposal, but also by getting all of her bragging ducks in a row.
"Why should I have to tell them? It's already on my resume."
Lesson 2. Don't let your resume speak for you. Last year, my nephew Max, who had just graduated from college, returned to Philadelphia to look for a job. His days were devoted to the hunt, while evenings he worked as a bartender. Before he contacted me for advice, he had attended 8 information